Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we take a look at eight area high school football games. The usual crew with you here, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. Who's Gonna Win brought to you by Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates. And we will take a look at how we did last week and get started with this week's sheet right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. As we dive in here, we'll take a look back at week number five and how we fared. And it was a nice week for Jim. He got himself out in front there, going 7-1 last week. Doug went 6-2. I went 5-3, and then Matt went 4-4. And that has shaken up our overall standings a little bit. So Jim now out in front by a game at 30-10 overall. Both Doug and myself at 29-11, and Matt at 24-16 here on the year as we head into week six. So how did it happen last week? Well, it was Audubon with a big 60-0 win over Boyer Valley on homecoming night. We all had the Wheelers there. Cam was a 56-0 winner on the road at Exira EHK. We all had the Cougars. We all got that one right. HSTW eked out a 17-14 win over Riverside. We all had the Vikings in that one. It was Southwest Valley, a 22-8 win over Nottoway Valley. We all had Southwest Valley except for Matt. He had Nottoway Valley there on a limb and lost that one. It was Woodbury Central 33-7 over Tri-Center. That was a winner for Jim and Doug. Matt and myself had Tri-Center in that loss. It was Van Meter 42-8 over ACGC, a winner for everybody but Doug. His limb pick crashed there. And it was Harlan giving Doug a limb pick the next game as they won a 41-28 over ADM. Winner there for Doug. The rest of us had ADM. And it was Atlantic with a 20-18 win on the road over Kemper Catholic, getting that late two-point conversion stop to seal the win. And that was a winner for Jim. The rest of us went with Kemper Catholic. We all came up short on that one. So that's how it panned out last week. Nice job there. 7-1, getting out in front.
Yeah, and the only game I lost was I didn't pick Harlan. I mean, over the course of history, how dumb is that?
right.
Yeah, usually not a good way to go.
No.
We've got a good sheet for you here this week as we'll dive into week number six, and we're going to start. We have 3 8-man games. We'll start with two of them here in our first segment, and we've got a matchup of top five teams here in this first one. 8-man District 8, Coon Rapids Baird going on the road to take on Audubon, number 4 against number 5, according to the latest Radio Iowa rankings. And top picker, Jim, you'll get to take first look at this.
All right, very good. This should be a good ground matchup. Jeffrey Eagle of Coon Rapids Baird is running crazy up there, and Skyler Schultes of Audubon doing a lot for his team. They only have one common opponent so far this year, and that's Woodbine, and that tells me nothing because they both scored a lot. They both gave up a lot, so they're fairly similar outcomes there. This would be fun to watch. I mean, this would be a lot of fun to watch. I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of noise coming from the field down there as these guys bang into one another. But they're right there next to each other in the rankings, and I guess I'm just going to give the edge to the home team here this week. I'm going to go with the Wheelers in this contest. I just think Schultes gives them enough both running and passing to get them over the hill.
All right. It's one for Audubon. Doug?
Yeah, Jim mentioned CRB's running back, 9.2 yards per carry, 19 touchdowns to go along with all those yards on the ground. You know, I've been impressed also with their schedule, 5-0, but they did beat a decent, good Newell Fonda team and beat Woodbine as well. I just like what Audubon's doing this year, though. I mean, they are I think they're salty. You know, they had the one loss, the one blemish on their record, but, you know, that was to a good Remsen-St. Mary's team. So I'm going to take the Wheelers at home.
All right. It's two for Audubon. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you guys on this. You know, the home field advantage is going to be is big for them this week. And I just think they continue to progress and get better each week. The defense is very tough for them. And so I think that goes a long ways, especially late in the season like this. So I just believe their schedule has been really tough as well. That's a big plus for Audubon, and so that's why I'm going to go with the Wheelers.
All right, three for the Wheelers. And, yeah, you look – I think the difference maybe here for Audubon is they have the ability, I think, to go both ways a little bit better than Coon Rapids Bayard does, which is odd because you think of Coon Rapids Bayard over time and you think of whipping the ball around. They like to throw the ball a lot, and they've kind of changed philosophies there a little bit. But they can put Gavin Smith back there at quarterback and throw some as well. And that gives them a different look. And then, of course, you can move Schultes around. So I think that makes Audubon a little bit more dynamic. And I am going to give them the edge there at home there at Chiz Jones Field as well. So we'll go with the Wheelers across the board. All right, another eight-man District 8 contest. And another interesting one. Cam goes on the road to take on Woodbine. And, Doug, you get first crack here at this one.
Yeah, this is a second great eight-man game. I'd like to watch both of these first two games we've talked about. You know, Woodbine is led by the Pryor boys. Is that right, Matt?
The
we got a senior boys, quarterback yes. and a junior wide receiver, yep. Apparently getting some looks at some fairly good colleges as well. I don't know if both of them are just the younger one, but you know, they're on the verge of breaking records or broken records passing this year. So Woodbine certainly got the ball going through the air pretty well this year. I just like what Cam is doing. You know, the ball control, run, keep the ball on the ground, try to keep it away from the Pryor boys. You know, it's a trip to Harrison County, but weird things happen in Harrison County, kind of like Union County.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, not quite as bad as Union County, but I'm going to take Cam Cougars on the road.
All right, that's one for Coach Woolham and the boys. Matt?
Oh, yeah, this is an interesting game. You know, fun fact, Pryor boys, talking about them, you know, they live in the old Mullenix farmstead that you know, Jim grew up in, the old dairy farm out there.
Must be something in the water there.
So there you go, north of town. So anyway, homecoming week up there at Woodbine, so of course everybody's excited. And you kind of have two teams here coming at the crossroads in their schedule. Woodbine's schedule has been really front-loaded with the toughness in there. And Cam, on the other hand, they're just getting started with their schedule in here, beginning with Woodbine tonight. And so they've really got a tough schedule going down the road. So it just begins a very series of games for them. So boy, Cam has just really been able to get it done. The one thing that's just continues to scare me about Woodbine is their lack of defense. You know, are they able to contain teams in there? Because we know they can score and put up points, but it's just they haven't been able to maintain the other side. I'm going to go with the home team. It's homecoming week. The homecoming loyalties, the Woodbine loyalties, are just going to come out. So I'm going to go with the Tigers. Go Tigers.
Boy, a little something extra in that farmstead water this week. All right, that's one there for Woodbine. This is another great game. You look at the matchup, it's going to be interesting to see the differing styles. And Cam will like to keep it on the ground more. Lane Speaker's had a really good season for them, controlling the ball. He's averaging over 12 yards a carry here so far. And that's the thing that Matt just alluded to that I wrote down. You know, they put up big numbers against good teams, but they've allowed even bigger numbers against good teams. When they played those big matchups so far this year, they've really let the points explode, and they just haven't been able to keep pace. You know, it only takes those one or two stops for the other team to, you know, separate themselves and get the victory. So I think that's what I'm going to lean on in giving Cam a little bit of an edge here on the road. This is going to be an awfully tough game. I agree with Matt. I think this is probably their, you know, starting to get a little bit more test time here for the Cougars, but I'll give them the edge here on the road. Jim?
Well, I was under the impression that the old Mullenix farmstead used to have running water. Do they pass the water now?
Evidently.
Because I don't remember
what you're laying down.
Yeah, I don't remember Jim Mullenix's team throwing the ball around the yard.
Even the old
quarterback over here across the table from me, I don't think was throwing it all that much. And Micah, we know, was chewing it up on the ground.
Yep.
So, Yeah, quite a difference there. You don't recognize those Twiners anymore, do you?
No, you don't.
Everything you guys said already, you know, Woodbine with two losses, but go quality losses. And Pryor, just that's ridiculous. I mean, you said he was getting close to records. Hasn't he passed them already? Like 2,000 yards and 36 touchdowns in, what, five games? Are you kidding me? Those are ridiculous. That's a great start. But, you know, I look at this as being an offense versus defense game. Yeah, Woodbine chucks the ball all over the yard, but Cam has forced 18 turnovers this year by their opponents. 11 of those are interceptions, and Jacob Holstie has 6 interceptions already. That's a whole year's worth. That's a career's worth already this season in those first, what, 5 games. So he's averaging a little more than 1 a game. He might have 2 or 3 because he'll have plenty of chances here this week. That ball's going to be flying all over. I've seen Cam play a couple of times this year. They're not fancy on offense. They're steady. But their defense is very they create a lot of opportunities. I'm going to go with Cam. This is going to be a tough one. I'm going to go with Cam on the road, and I really like Matt's limb pick there.
All right. So that's 3 for the Cougars, 1 for the Tigers in that one. We'll come back after the break and take a look at another 8-man football contest here on Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back now to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our next 4 picks here on the sheet. We've got an 8-man District 7 matchup here for you. It's a homecoming for the Grizzled Tigers, trying to get off the schneid and see if they can pick up a win as they host Stanton Essex for the first of 2 matchups that they will play this season. They're going to have a week off in between and then play them again. But this is the first one here at home. So, Matt, get first crack here.
Yeah, I saw that that they'll be playing back-to-back with a week off in there. So opportunity here for the teams to see each other before they play again. So first go-around, though, I think it's going to go to the Stanton Essex team. I think they've had just a little bit more success putting the ball in the end zone. Grizzled, you know, they've got the Mueller back in, Derek Mueller back in there at the quarterback spot, running back spot. So he's done a fine job, but I just think Stanton Essex has a little bit more in there that they can spread the ball around. So I'm going to go with them.
All right. Yeah, and it is kind of a matchup of quarterbacks here in this one. If you look at it, Keegan Day for Stanton Essex and then Derek Mueller there for the Grizzled Tigers. And it's kind of been their show. So, you know, as they go, their teams have gone. And Day's been able to put up a little bit better numbers, 1,075 yards through the air, 13 touchdowns. He's also ran for 7 scores. They've just been able to be a little bit more consistent with the offense. You know, a couple weeks ago when we saw Grizzled, I thought they did some nice things against that Sydney team. You know, that Sydney team's been giving up some big yardage in other games as well. So I'm going to give the edge here to the road squad. I think Stanton Essex will edge this one out. Jim.
Yeah, we did, and I went with Chris to help him with that Stanton, or not Stanton, with the Griswold-Sydney game. And, you know, honestly, though, I think it was 76-46. Mm-hmm. But I think Griswold turned the ball over like 4 times, and every one of them led to a touchdown. Yeah. They just couldn't get out of their own way. But when they did have the ball and hung on to the ball, they were able to make some big plays and sustain a few drives and put some points on the board. I just look at Stanton Essex, and I see that, yeah, they've got a nice little dual-threat quarterback there, but you stop him, you win. It's that simple because they don't have a lot else that they're backing up on offensively. And I just think Grizzled started to put up some decent numbers, and I think if I look at this, I'm thinking that if they're going to win one here, this is maybe the one. It's at home. I'm going to go with the Tigers here in this one, and I also have a question. Stanton and Essex, is it the Tro Kings or is it the Vijans? Well, Stanton Trojans and the Essex Vikings, or the Stanton Vikings and the Essex Trojans. So I'm trying to figure out what's their nickname.
I don't know what they went with.
Okay,
we'll have to.
I just
consult
ask
with somebody on that one. But
when CAM first went together as a program, Anita and Sprockets. Cumberland Messina, it was the Sprockets at first, and then they realized, yeah, that's not working, and they changed. So I'm just wondering if it's the,
you know,
Vijans or the Tro Kings.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Things that make you say, huh?
Yeah. Well, I wonder about these things. It's important stuff on a Friday night. I got to know who I'm cheering for.
That's a mystery.
We'll have to keep a track.
Okay, there you go.
Have to keep track of this.
But anyway, all that said, Griswold.
Controversy down the road. All right.
I wish Quickstats.
He doesn't like the team and doesn't know what their mascot is.
I know. I got another mascot.
I wish Quickstats had the mascots listed there, too, along with the statistics.
Because that's hugely important.
It is for this program.
That's right. Sometimes that's the deciding factor.
It could be, yeah.
That's right. What color is the Stanton Essex uniform?
I think they've maintained the steam.
Maintained the purple.
Well, what?
Purple. Yeah.
Purple. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Purple. White. Well, they're on the road.
I'm a big Prince fan, so I'm going to take Stanton then.
All right.
Not Jim Essex.
Going with that purple orange.
I'll take Essex too, both of
them. Okay.
Both.
Take them both.
Okay. All right. So we're going to leave Jim out on a limb there on that one with Griswold. We're going to move on to 11-man football. We've got Class A District 9 game here for you as Nottoway Valley goes on the road to take on Riverside. Wolverines at 3-3 and the Bulldogs at 0-5. This is going to be another interesting matchup, I think. Nottoway Valley has done a lot through the air with Nathan Russell. And Riverside, they've done quite a bit through the air as well with Austin Krumkowski, but they have had the propensity to turn the ball over, and that may be the thing that's hurt them the most, 10 interceptions thrown from him so far this year. You know, it's really tough to know because I think that Riverside's schedule maybe has been a little bit tougher, and they've been able to get close in a couple of games. Nottoway Valley, on the other hand, they've played well in the chances they've had to play well. When they played good teams, you know, they've come up a little bit short, but when they've had the chance to win, they've done it. I don't know. I'm flipping a coin here on this one, but I think just given the fact that Nottoway Valley's tasted a little bit of success, I'm going to give them the edge. I'll go here with the Wolverines to pick one up. Jim.
All right. Well, Nottoway Valley has played one more game, and they have 800 fewer yards. So Riverside's doing something when they have and hold on to the football. Riverside's only forced 3 turnovers, so there's a giant discrepancy in the number of times they're turning it over and the times they're getting it back. But they have, I think, played a tougher schedule. I think they're making progress, and I'm going to take them at home to win here today. I think this is their night. Riverside's going to win.
All right. Doug?
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with you, Jim.
Well, that's just
so fast. I've been on Riverside's bandwagon all year. I picked them several games and I'm feeling a little jaded because they haven't come through for me. So,
are you in first place?
I'm in second place. I'm not talking about your picks. I'm just talking about me being selfish here. I'm going to go with Nottoway Valley.
All right, it's 2 for the Wolverines, Matt.
I'm going to leave Jim out there by himself in this one and so that we can all pick up another game on Jim here. So, Nottoway Valley, maybe the offensive production isn't there, but they still seem to get the job done one way or another, with the defense and so just making the most of what's been given to them. So, but like Doug, I thought Riverside was going to get the corner turned here and just week after week hasn't been able to do it yet. So that's why I got to go with Nottoway Valley.
Corner turn night right here.
It could be. There's a lot of teams on this sheet that are looking for that.
Yeah.
Looking for that turn.
That day. All right. We've got Jim out on a limb on that one. We'll go to Class 1A, and this first one is in District 9. This is an undefeated matchup. Underwood 5-0, Trainer 5-0. And they'll duke it out in Trainer here this week. Jim, what do you think?
Trainer's got a solid ground game. They've played some solid football this year. They've shown me more than I anticipated from them at the beginning of the season. Underwood knew what I was getting with Underwood this year. The Eagles are loaded. They've brought back a lot of quality players. They don't give you a lot of chances. I was looking at some different numbers here. They have forced 25 turnovers already in the first 5 games. I mean, when you get 5 more possessions than your opponent because you keep taking the ball away from them every game, you're pretty well locking yourself into a victory. This is a tougher one on the road at Trainer, but I'm going to go with a road team tonight. I'm going to go with Underwood.
All right, one for the Eagles. Doug?
You know, yeah, I like what Underwood's done this year as well. I would say that really neither one of them have played tremendous competition up to this point. So I do think these last few games of the season, you know, certainly we're going to see who emerges. You know, it's tough to pick against Trainer at home, but I am going to go with Jim on this, take Underwood on the road.
All right, two for Underwood. Matt?
Yeah, that was one of the things that stood out to me there, Jim, was the turnovers as you look back through their games. So, you know, that's a huge plus. But I just like the way Trainer's been playing lately. I like the home field advantage for them. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. There's something about this group in here, a good group of athletes. Yeah, it's going to be a dandy of a game because you've got two communities that, you know, don't usually care much about one another. So, this will be definitely a good one here. So, yeah.
We're Iowans. We all care about each other.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Aside from those few hours on Friday night.
That's right.
This is a tough one to look at, too. Nick Ravlin's really done what you expected him to do, you know, putting up good numbers through the air. He's been efficient, hasn't made many mistakes. The thing I noted for Underwood that's pretty impressive is they have seven different receivers that have, you know, multiple catches, not just a couple on the season. So they've really spread it around to some different guys to be effective there on the offensive side. And then you look at Trainer, and you've got just a great athlete in Jake Fisher, a guy that's hard to bring down. He's a big body, or he's run for 12 touchdowns here this year. And then they've got Chase Reber they can throw back there as well that's done some good things on the ground. This will be a really hard-fought, tough football game. This is tough. I don't know. I think this is we talked about this a few times before, that this was Underwood's kind of year. They've been waiting for this opportunity, and I think they know that they have to go take advantage of it tonight against Trainer. So I'm going to go with Underwood here and have them edge one out. So we'll leave Matt out there on a limb. Class 1A District 8, one more game to pick here before we take a pause, and this is a matchup of two teams with exact same records as well, 4-1 Clarinda, 4-1 ACGC, and let's see, Doug, you get first crack here?
Yeah, identical records, and they've come about it the same way, too. You know, they were both 4-0 going into last week, and they both kind of got ran into buzzsaws. I think ACGC lost to Van Meter, right? And Clarinda lost to Panorama, and both those teams are undefeated. Neither game was terribly close. You know, I just wish you'd quit putting our friends at ACGC on the schedule, because I haven't picked a game of theirs right. I picked against them, I picked for them, and I get it wrong every time. So I would advise the three of you not to do what I do in this game, because I'm sure I'm going to choose wrong. I like Clarinda. I'm going to take the Cardinals on the road with this one, and that probably means ACGC will win.
All right. Matt, what do you think?
Well, we said last week with this District 8 here, we had four teams coming in undefeated, Clarinda, ACGC, Panorama, and Van Meter. And, you know, quickly, a couple of these teams are going to have a couple of losses after these next 2 weeks. So with this game here, Clarinda, and both teams do this on the ground. You know, they're predominantly on the ground. Even ACGC last week in their loss, 42-8 loss, they still only threw the ball three times. You know, they're just going to stay true to what they do and look for those plays. They were successful a little bit on the ground, but I think just Van Meter was just that much tougher of a ball club. Clarinda, they're 4-1 at this point, but they've kind of gotten by. They've had a few things bounce their way, so I like the home field team, ACGC. I like what they're doing up there. I like what Coach Mathewson is bringing. They're protecting the home field, so home field advantage for them, ACGC.
All right, it's one there for the Chargers. Two backs that have over 600 yards for the Chargers, and obviously that's what they like to do. For Clarinda, Connor Brown's the guy that you got to keep an eye on there in the backfield. And then one guy I was impressed with when we got to see them against Atlantic was Logan Green on the defensive line. He was really a force. He has 8 solo tackles for loss so far this year. He's a guy that will get in there and mix it up. So, and obviously he's going to have a big game against a team that's going to, you know, continue to run at him. I guess I've been wrong most of the time, too, here with ACGC, and usually it's because I'm picking against them. So this week, I think I'm going to go with them. I think that home field advantage does help a little bit here this week, and this will be another hard-fought, close game, but I'll take the Chargers. Jim.
Douglas, you're going to get your wish. Don't know if that's good or bad for you, but we'll find out. I think Clarinda's probably played just a slightly tougher schedule so far this year. But, yeah, ACGC's got that really tough running game. I just like this as a nice bounce back for them. I think they, you know, they took one last week on the chin. And I think they're just looking forward to getting back out there and smacking somebody around. And I think that they're going to have the opportunity to do that. So I'm going to take AC Lightning Bolt GC.
All right. It's three for the Chargers. We'll leave Doug out there on a limb with Clarinda. Got two more games on the sheet left to pick. We'll take a look at those matchups in 3A and 2A right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Two more games to take a look at here, and the first one will be a matchup of 4-1 teams in Class 3A District 9 as Harlan goes on the road to take on Glenwood, that new sparkling facility there in Glenwood. Matt, what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, that was a heck of a comeback last week by Glenwood. You know, just kind of reading secondhand through some of the articles, they didn't really go into great detail, but they just methodically made their way back. You know, down 28-7 and ended up coming back in the second half and winning 35-28. I think that says a lot. I was very surprised with Harlan's win as well. I thought ADM, you know, would be able to contain them. But the Munson kid just, you know, kind of went off and put the team on his shoulders, and away they go. So you're going to have a great ball game tonight here. This is just going to be a great Friday night of football, high school football, just in our area alone. So I guess with that said, I think I'm going to have to go with Glenwood on this one. I think they did not get off to a good start on their home field when they christened the home field there a couple weeks ago. So they're looking for that first win on the new facility. And I think they might have just a few of the intangibles to get it done. I think that second half comeback is really going to catapult them. So I'm going to go with the Rams.
All right. So one there for Glenwood. You know, this may be the game in the district outside. You know, I think Lewis Central is probably, you know, heads above the rest of the pack. But this is the other game. If anybody else wants to think about getting into the playoffs, you probably need to win this one, obviously. And for Glenwood, yeah, that was a heck of a comeback last week. They did all the things right down the stretch that they needed to win, even recovered an onside kick as part of that comeback there against Winterset. And I was surprised when I went and looked back at Winterset's record. You know, when I saw the score on Friday night, I was a little disappointed, but I went back and looked at their record. They played a pretty tough schedule, too. They might not be such a bad ball club. Harlan's done some nice things, and you know, it's hard to go against them, and especially in games like this. It's just you always have that kind of thing hanging over your head, but I guess you know, the old hometown heart's gonna stick with Matt here as well. I think they want to get a win on that new field. They kind of got to run out of the place by Dial Center Grimes, so they want to get it done right this time. Jim.
Well, just looking at some raw numbers from last week's games, and Zach Carr of Glenwood, their quarterback, 260 total yards, 126 on the ground, 4 touchdowns, and 134 through the air. That's a nice week. And then I looked at what Harlan's quarterback did last week. Are you joking? 456 yards of total offense, 193 and 2 touchdowns through the air, 263 and 4 on the ground. Seriously? I mean, who's got the better quarterback, I guess? I guess that doesn't matter much to me, though. I wrote that down because it's fun to talk those big numbers. But the note I had here is I think Glenwood's defense might be just a little bit better. So I'm going with the home team, and I'm going to give Douglas the chance to, 2 weeks in a row, get Harlan with a limb pick.
Wow. Man, that is so tempting.
That's like setting you up, man.
That is so tempting. I
take it.
You know...
Glenwood at home. You know, I think they certainly athletically, I think, are a better team than Harlan is. I don't know. I'll take Harlan. You talk me into it. Did you dare me to take them? Because I'm taking.
No, I triple dog dared you.
Oh, man. I'm in.
You had to do it. Had to do it. All right. So we'll let Doug get that Harlan Lim pick there. Another good matchup. Another one that now looks a lot more fun here after last week's outing as well. Atlantic going on the road to take on OABCIG. And I guess I get the unfortunate job of going first here on this one. 2A District 9. And, you know, now this kind of sets up as an interesting game. This becomes a very important game in the district. Otobod Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, I think, would probably have been picked as the favorite, perhaps, coming into this season. Kemper Catholic was a team that was expected to do a lot more, but they've kind of, you know, just not made plays to get victories. You know, I was impressed by what Atlantic was able to do last week. That, and we were waiting for that game where they put everything together, and they finally did it a little bit. There was, you know, a few moments where they made a couple of mistakes as far as some penalties and those things are concerned. But, you know, you had to make the plays to get the win, and they did it. Everything went right. Mullen kicking the field goals, getting the stops down there on the goal line. He had some big runs. Molinex had a great couple of catches. They put all the pieces together to get that victory, and that was impressive. Hopefully that springboards them here. The thing that concerns me is this is an OABCIG team that really has put up some good offense. Their quarterbacks have thrown for 1,100 yards, 19 touchdowns, and just one interception so far. So they've taken care of the ball. Looks like they've got four pretty solid wide receiver targets that they can go to. You know, the thing that concerned me just a little bit with the way that game played out last week was there were some more opportunities for Kemper Catholic, but their quarterback did not execute. You know, I think you're going to face one that may be playing a little bit better here in OABCIG. So I'm going to give the home team an edge here just because it's a long road trip and they're tough. But I think Atlantic, if they play the right way, they can get this win. But I'll go with the home squad. Jim.
Okay, hang on. I'm still writing it down. O A B C D E F G H. Oh, wait a second. That's too many letters. Yeah, it's, you know, it's always tough when towns gang up on you like that, and you got to play an alphabet soup team. But and we knew O A B C I G was going to be a pretty good ball club coming into this year. We kind of knew that, and they put up some impressive numbers as you've outlined. But against whom? Yeah. I mean, their opponents are 6-19. I mean, do they really control the ball and protect it that much, or are they just playing teams that don't play good defense? I have no idea. I haven't watched the games. But they do create turnovers, it seems, on defense. Atlantic has played a little better schedule. The opponents that we've played are underwater as well, but it's better. Atlantic has to ball hawk. They're going to throw the ball around. So you got to ball hawk. Need to try to create some turnovers. And when we have the ball, we need to try to control the ball and keep them away from doing that. I think Atlantic is going to play much better than most folks anticipate this week. But I think OABCIG is going to come out on top on the scoreboard at the end of the night.
All right. Doug?
Well, yeah, I was impressed by the Trojans last week. It was a nice victory for them. Anytime you can go up to Carroll and win on that field and win against a talented Kemper team, it's impressive. You know, Jim mentioned the schedule that OABCIG has. you know, they did beat a fairly decent Storm Lake team. You know, they have four of those six victories, all the opponents you mentioned, Jim. But I agree. I mean, I don't think they've had a tremendously tough schedule. I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Trojans. I'm gonna take Atlantic.
All right, one for the Trojans, Matt.
Yeah, and those Storm Lake, East Sac, those two teams that played Old Arthur, you know, they have good ground games, and they were successful on the ground. So I think, you know, that's going to be one place where Atlantic's going to have to continue to improve on. Kind of like Jim said, you know, keep the ball away from them and move the ball on the ground. So, because you can't let Dion get the ball in his hands. He's very versatile. He's a huge weapon for them, and he's just a phenomenal athlete up there. And he's only a junior, so we're going to see him again. I think, you know, with that, it's just a long road trip up there. I loved the victory last week. I mean, that was just a total team effort up and down. So many positives came out of that game. I just think that, you know, Old Arthur last year, they really, you know, really spread that ball around, and with Ludwig last year, and really they've probably got a better athlete stepping in that spot. He's still got some good receivers out there to throw to, so I'm going to have to go with Old Bold Arthur.
All right, three for the Falcons, so that's how we'll split it up here for you this week. Got a lot of diversity here on the sheet.
Finished
as far
up
as
with
picks.
Three limb picks. Yeah. Nice job, Doug.
It's going to be sure a really good week. Really bad.
We've got seven of our eight games have a limb pick in there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an interesting week for sure. That shows you how tough some of these games are. Should be good Friday night of football.
Or how dumb the pictures are.
Yeah, true.
Something's going to happen here.
You'll learn something, but not from us. Go enjoy the games here tonight. We'll have that OABCIG Atlantic contest for you here on the radio. Mike Smith will be joining me for the broadcast here shortly, so stay tuned for that. I want to thank Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you Who's Going to Win each week. That'll do it this week here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.